this is Bill from the Dirty Rice Show, inviting you to join us each Saturday night from 8:30 to 10 p.m. right here on KRBS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Might be superstition, but some kind of something going on down there.
All right, that's a big deal. Program de Zarico y Pasaleas Mate, and we got some bunch of people in the studio this morning. I know you've been hearing a lot about Corey. Oh, Lord, I didn't want to turn that on. Okay, I guess they didn't. Corey?
Yes, sir?
You don't have any control over there.
No, I'm trying.
I just want to let you know that, like, look like... You don't have very good control. Okay, because I'm getting ready to turn them on.
Okay.
If I can find me some hookups here. Let me see. You got it? Can you hear me over there?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. I don't know if he can. Let me see it over here. Let me plug you in over here. I got to get, I need both of those. Let me get you hooked up on this side. Oh, we're trying to get it straight over here. Our technology department is kind of falling behind here. We're getting it right. With Professor Mark DeWitt, that's with us this morning also to talk about what's happening. And Corey, we have you here this morning to talk about your people that you are showing how to play. Is that the right word? Showing how to play, teaching how to play. What is since you are a professor now? is this showing how to play or
instructing?
Instructing. See, you see, who says? I know it doesn't take long. I tell you what, you walk on the universe, you just automatically become smart.
Yeah,
that's what. So, for any of you that ever want to just be intelligent, you need to come to UL of L. And it would automatically happen once you step on the campus. So we just want to let you know that. We're not competing. We are the people that you follow. But anyway, while we are here, so tell us a little bit about how it's going, Corey.
It's going good. Got my class here, accordion class, beginner accordion class. And they want to come serenade you and the whole world.
Well,
I told them that they will be heard worldwide this morning.
They are definitely worldwide. Well, I guess the main thing for us to understand is my first question to them was, did they start at zero? And the reason I asked zero, because I'm definitely at zero if I was to take the class. And sometimes you get people in a class or they want to take a class because they already know something about it or they can already play. So it makes it easier to take the class. But it's good to hear that they started at zero. So starting at zero make it easy for anybody, because if you have not ever played an accordion, want to learn how to play an accordion, you're going to hear the results of what they have actually applied themselves to do and have done. And there is another class that is getting ready to start, and I'm covering a lot of things at one time. But there will be another class that will be starting January the 16th through May the 3rd, and I will let the professor talk about that a little later. But okay, Corey, this is your class. You're on. Let's hear what goes on in your class.
All right, we're gonna play a song called "Cool Fair," and it goes something like this.
In case you didn't know what COFAD mean, it means why. And I couldn't tell if one was playing or if everybody was playing, you know.
Was that okay?
That was okay. But there's one thing we failed to do.
What's that?
Introduce them.
Oh, well, I'm going to let the class introduce themselves.
All right. Okay.
I'm Mike Prather.
Rodolfo Espinoza.
And Jeannie Solis.
There we go.
Okay. All right. So, Jeannie, tell me about the class. How is the class? What's going on?
It is amazing. And Corey is my accordion hero. He has the patience of a saint as a teacher. And his passion for his music truly shows And I'm just really grateful that he's there to guide us and be patient with us as we learn about the music and the culture and the history of the songs and learn his style.
So did you always want to play an accordion?
Well, that's an interesting question. I have an older brother who played the piano accordion, and I grew up in Chicago and in Wisconsin and Michigan, where there was a lot of accordion music around and polka bands at every wedding and things like that. So definitely had it in the household, and then my daughter played accordion, and when she went off to LSU, it got left behind. So I decided to pick it up and start playing it this year, thanks to the Tommy Como traditional music program, and sign up for a class.
So what really made you make up your mind to take the class?
The timing was right. The stars were aligned, and I've been a supporter of the Tommy Como Fund over the years. And actually, I heard Corey on the radio. I guess it was in August. He was doing an interview about the class, and I thought, wow, that sounds interesting. And long story short, enrolled, and here I am.
All right, very good. Okay, Professor.
Yes, sir.
So what inspired you to get this done?
Okay, well, so as the first Tommy Como chair in traditional music, my charge was to start a traditional music program. And there's not a lot of models for this.
Right.
So the main models we had were these music camps. Mm-hmm. That have been happening around the country, and we've started one in Louisiana even a few years ago. Mm-hmm. Christine Balfa started the Dewey Balfa Camp in Chico State Park. And I've been to a couple of those camps in the past, one at Augusta in West Virginia and so on, and so I'd seen how that can work. Like Danny Poulard, who I studied accordion with in California, mm-hmm. he taught at Augusta for several years. So kind of had that idea, well, that could work, you know. You just take the camp model of the accordion class, for example, or a fiddle class, too. We also have fiddle classes or a guitar class. And instead of doing it for a week every day, do it twice a week for 15 weeks.
Right.
That's what we're doing now.
And we got
Corey this year to start teaching this beginning accordion class. We had Christy Gilry before, but then she had a baby.
Yeah, they change your life.
Yeah, so she decided to take a year off. And that gave us the opportunity to get some other people involved. And we brought Corey in.
So what happens after the end of 15 weeks? So I take it for 15 weeks, then what happens?
Well, it's funny. Jeannie was just asking me that. I have a question for you too, Jeannie, which is, did you start from zero, like Melvin was saying, or had you played music on some kind of instrument before?
I did play a couple different instruments growing up, so that was helpful. But no, I had not really played the accordion at all. I definitely, you know, supported my daughter learning the Cajun accordion while she was growing up and going through the French immersion program. But it was really this year that I just picked it up. And I think something else I'd like to share is that, ladies out there who are listening, you can play the accordion. This is not for men only. So, ladies, please.
Here we go again. Bow down, club.
Pick it up.
Here we go again. We just cannot have.
You can't do it.
We cannot have anything just for us. It just don't work for some unknown reason. Bow down again.
I want to say it's not for Cajun and Creole only either. I'm from South America originally. And it's just been...
Give him your name.
Rodolfo Espinoza, and good Cajun name there.
Yeah,
and,
really.
I want to say hi to all my Lafayette High friends and my daughters. But it's just been an amazing experience for so many years, looking from the outside kind of culturally and kind of hoping to get involved in Cajun or Zydeco music. I've played saxophone for many years. And the opportunity presented itself. I've kind of been looking into it for a while. I thought accordion would be a great addition to add to my saxophone playing, and it just worked out wonderfully. The fact that the timing at UL, Corey's been tremendous, and we've learned probably 4 or 5 times more than I expected to learn. It's really been a lot of volume of. A lot of songs, but it's been real relaxed. It's been wonderful. Corey's been a great teacher.
What was the?
But you know, I want to say answer your previous question. I was promised we'd be going on the road after this.
You are on the road. You're going around the world.
This is a field trip.
Corey, you owe me for that one.
All right.
But what was the hardest part of the class? Do you think?
Mike, you're up.
Mike. Oh.
Well, the hardest part for me was really the timing, but that's just because I've never played a musical instrument before. So okay. It's getting that down in cadence, I guess.
And I think that's kind of interesting, Melvin, is that Corey has everything in his head, in his brain, and we are note takers. So he has had to be patient with us taking notes and writing things down because there wasn't an accordion songbook that we were handed when we walked into class. Right. And so we're kind of making up our own. Yeah,
we've got three different systems.
Yeah, we have three totally different systems, and I don't know if Corey can read any of them. When he looks at them, he's like, wow.
I think this is an important point, too. And right. Two of them were actually reading off their notes when they were playing that last song. But mm-hmm. the important part of this is oral tradition is mm-hmm. being brought into the university.
Right.
And so those two things are a little bit like oil and water.
Right.
Right. So we need to figure out how to mix them together.
How to make it happen.
Right. Because most of the music that's taught in the school of music is all written down.
Right.
Right. The jazz players learn how to improvise, but they also have their music that's written down.
Right.
So we're slowly getting to finding our way for what works best. And I think one of the things that what Corey's doing in his class is working pretty well, which is that he teaches by ear.
Right.
And if the students need to write something down, they can write something down. They find their own way, and they actually learn the music. That's their way of learning the music. Each person has their own way of learning.
Which is good.
So they can do that if they want, or they can just learn it by ear, too. So, like, right. Mike, I don't know, Mike, you must have taken some kind of notes at the beginning, maybe, but now you've got out where you don't need your notes anymore. Right.
I have a couple of songs memorized, so I don't have to read off of them. But I still, on all the new songs, I write them down.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's everyone has their own way of learning, but I think the important point is that the teacher doesn't write it down. He doesn't just hand them the book.
Yeah, to follow.
Because I think that would change things in a way that I would prefer.
I guess
not
it would be like
them.
Us coming to do this program. It would already be scripted.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, we do the program according to what we feel and what the energy that we're getting to be able to do it, and that makes a big difference. Professor Mark DeWitt is the person that you're hearing who's speaking to us this morning, too, to tell us about the program and what is going on. Okay, what you got next, Corey?
Let's see. I think we're going to sign off with a little Cornbread.
Let's let them pick a song. Can we do that?
Let's take a vote. Should it be Cornbread?
Cornbread, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I think they better practice that one.
I tell you what. Hey, Corey, yes, they sir. Want that A. Yeah. They looking for that A this morning.
Call in for us.
Yeah.
Taking votes.
Yeah. All right. So we do like this. Thank you.
Bojack would be so proud of you guys this morning that you selected his song to play this morning. And very good.
Are they ready for a tour or what?
Well, maybe next week.
Maybe day job.
But I'm impressed with Zero to where you are today. I am very impressed. In a what period of time?
What was it?
I guess about 10 or 11 weeks. We started when the semester started.
So how much practice you do when you leave that you just can't? I got to keep going.
I do probably three, four times a week. My wife gets pretty tired of it. But, but yeah, I do about three, four times a week.
Okay.
I try to pick it up every day, and whenever a friend comes over, that's my audience.
Okay. Mike?
Once or twice a week.
Okay.
In my spare time.
Now, do you have to have your own accordion?
It helps.
It helps. Yeah.
I do have one loaner right now.
Okay.
But all these guys got their own.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, I mean, if you're going to take the class, you might as well get your own accordion.
Right.
Because once you start, you're not going to come out of it pretty much.
Yeah, that's probably one of the most challenging things of the class is finding an instrument that you can play that's good enough that
right.
you can stand it to practice on.
Right. Because
there's some pretty cheap ones out there that are so leaky that they just don't work very well.
And right.
It's more frustrating for the student than anything else.
So if I was coming to be a student and I needed to buy an accordion, what would I look for? What?
Where?
No, what? What? I don't want to do the where. We want to do the what?
I mean, if you can get a used one that was handmade here,
mm-hmm.
like at a pawn shop or something like
right.
that, that's the best thing. But they're really hard to find.
Okay, BCs or what? What would I need to? What would I look for? What type? Corey?
Oh,
a C?
Key of C.
Okay. Yeah, because they need to know those kind of things. Same key. Yeah, that would make a little difference. One
yeah.
in the B, one in the C. Yeah, that would really be crazy. You go out and you spend some money and you bought the wrong accordion just because you had no idea what to buy, which is good. Is there, where do they go to get information?
They can go to, in terms of the class,
mm-hmm.
they can go to tommycomeaux.com.
Okay.
TommyComeaux.com. And the whole list of classes is there.
Okay.
We had, in addition to the beginning accordion class, we're going to have an intermediate fiddle class with Al Berard. That's on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 5. I should say Corey's class is going to continue to be Mondays and Wednesdays at 5.
Okay. When you say intermediate, what does that mean to the people?
Okay, intermediate means...
You've played before?
You've played before. You either took the beginning class,
okay.
or you already play fiddle, maybe some other style,
okay.
but you never played Cajun music before.
Right.
You know, so you have some familiarity with the instrument already.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. And then we also have a songwriting class with Ms. Yvette Landry.
Wow.
And she's going to be teaching that Mondays and Wednesdays at 4.
So she's, if you can't sing, take the writing class.
Well, it helps to be able to sing.
Get it
but some people take the songwriting class. They're not such great singers. It's
right.
true. It's true.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So those are the main classes that would be available for the public to take.
Okay.
So we have other three people in the accordion class. Two of them are community people, and I think Mike, you're a UL student. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, that's right.
Very good.
So, and then we have some other class. If you are any listeners out there are full time UL students, we have some other. Classes too that you might be interested in, like my Cajun and Zydeco history class that I'm going to teach.
Oh, really?
Tuesdays and Thursdays at 12:30.
Very good.
And also traditional music ensemble that is going to be. We're going to have auditions on the first Thursday of classes.
Audition for what again?
For the sort of like a Cajun French music ensemble.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's mostly for full time students for obscure financial reasons.
Okay. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. I understand.
Having to do with how I pay people.
Sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Mike, what do you want to tell the world? I want the world to know about you. I caught you, huh?
Step up to the microphone.
Get to the mic, Mike.
I'd like to tell the world that I have a great family, great girlfriend, and trying to score some points here.
Yeah, I'm telling you, like you messed up last night, huh?
Somebody else in the bow down club.
Yeah. Yeah,
always.
Really.
Always. And that anybody can play the accordion, especially with Corey. He's an incredible teacher.
Great deal. So. Randolph?
Well, I guess I had some time to think about it, but not enough. This is great music, and don't be shy about getting in there and just giving it a shot. It's really not as difficult as it might seem. I picked it up a lot quicker than I ever thought I would. It's great music, and the instrument, the accordion, can be adapted to so many other styles. You know, I'm from South America. I always wanted to be able to also play some South American music, which incorporates some accordion. So this is a real step forward for me. I'm glad I took the chance, and I was afraid of it, like I'm sure everybody was, but I'm glad I took the chance, and it was well worth it.
And Jeannie, for you, is what impressed you the most with them starting out at zero?
We were all starting out at zero, and we've all stuck together and supported each other and progressed. I think, like Rudy said earlier, we came in hoping to learn a few songs, and golly, we're now at like 12.
Very good.
So it's exciting. But Melvin, I definitely want to thank you and John and Herman and others who just keep the music alive and help us to learn and inspire us and make us laugh and think a lot about heritage and the past and the present and the future. So thank you.
Okay, Corey.
Yes, sir.
She got an A. Okay.
All right.
She has passed your class.
All right.
And Corey, what do you have? What do you want to let the people know?
I want to thank the students. Y'all been very cool students.
Aww.
Y'all made it real easy for me.
All right.
So, yeah, and I want to invite anybody else who's interested in studying the accordion with us. You can do it. Come on down and do it if you want to do it. I'm going to help you to do it.
Very good.
Melvin, can I give one shout out?
Sure.
I have a new grandbaby. He's 2 days old.
Tuesday.
So shout out to Carter Joseph. I have learned Mary Had a Little Lamb just for you.
Oh, you
on the accordion.
Oh, really? Very good. Oh, it's going to be a lot of grandma and grandbaby now.
Oh, and I want to sign off. I want to tell the students that I just received a text all the way from Houston, Texas, from Mr. James Adams.
Thank you, James, for teaching me Mary Had a Little Lamb.
And he wants me to tell y'all are doing good, and it's almost time for y'all to put y'all solo albums out.
Get out of here.
He's too kind.
Yeah, JB was a guest teacher.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he came by.
Came in a couple times.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he sure was. By the way, Cora, I just want to let you know that I know JB helped you out.
Yes.
Singing, and he couldn't talk for about 3 or 4 days after that. I don't know if he told you that part.
No, he didn't mention that.
He didn't
that.
Tell you that. Oh, he couldn't. He straining vocal cords you didn't know he had, and now he know he has them. Now he still can't use them.
Yeah, oh, well, but I guess I owe him.
He'll get better. Professor, what do you want to give to the people? What they need to know?
They need to know that they can sign up for these classes through University College, and that phone number to call if they want to sign up for one of these classes is 337-482-6729. To learn how to enroll. And for those UL students who might be listening out there, again, for those financial reasons, there's not everything can is not we can offer to the community, but for full-time UL students, there's the traditional music ensemble with auditions on Thursday, January 17th, 4 to 6. And if you already play one of these instruments at a fairly intermediate level, then there's also private lessons that are available. Wilson Savoy is teaching accordion lessons, and David Greeley is teaching fiddle lessons. So check it out.
Very good. We have about 15 seconds. To those that even thinking about this, you know, the hardest part to any class is to enroll. Once you enroll, the next hardest thing is to get into the classroom. Once you do that, we'll be right.
Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Support for KRVS comes from Blue Moon Saloon. Upcoming performances include the En Francais Volume 2 CD release party and Eric Lindell. For tickets and more information on upcoming events, the website is bluemoonpresents.com.
Daddy Cecil here. For 2 hours of word sound power, Rasta Reggae Radio, it's Jamon. Jamon, Sunday nights 9 to 11 p.m. Rebroadcast Saturday mornings 1 to 3 a.m. here on KRVS.
All right, we didn't get a chance, but Professor, yeah, I know that there's something else you want to say. What is it?
Yes, the other thing I should reinforce is that we have a traditional music major now.
Okay.
So you can actually major in traditional music. You could have accordion as your major instrument. You could have fiddle as your major instrument, and you also take some guitar lessons or something. Or the other way around, you could major in guitar.
Right.
And take some accordion lessons on the side. So anyone who is out there who might be in high school right now.
Right.
Who might be thinking, hey, this sounds pretty cool. I wonder if I could come to UL and study this. You could actually sure. major in it.
Really?
Yes.
Can you major in DJing? Do we have a DJ major yet?
You have to talk to the communication department.
I'm going to check with them, see if we can make that happen. I mean, we have such a beautiful studio. We could do so many things with this studio. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable, the studio, really, ladies and gentlemen, that we have here. Hopefully we've brought you some good information this morning about learning, and this is learning. This is why we're on UL campus. It's all about education, and education is the most important thing that you can ever have in life, because once you put it in your head, can no one take it out of there. There's a lot of things you can lose, but you can't lose your education, and there's nothing like having some fun in your life, and playing music could really be a lot of fun. And how many times have you actually gone to a dance and said, God, I wish I could do this? This gives you an opportunity to go out and maybe get you an accordion, go out and meet with Corey. And if you're a little leery of Corey, you need to meet Corey. And he will certainly put you at ease and make you want to come and take his class. He's a very patient, great guy. And I'm not just saying it just because he paid me. But it's a good thing. Meet Corey, enjoy the class, and I think you'll have a lot of fun, as you heard some of the students this morning. And you're never too old to learn music, by the way. So come on out. Enjoy yourself with Corey. And the next classes start January the 16th through May the 3rd. So get ready for that. Get your spot, get your accordion, and get it done. As we continue with the Zydeco Music, MC with you this morning, the voice of the Zydeco Music. C'est 33 minutes après 10 heures ce matin. On va continuer avec la musique des Zydeco. La musique qui commence ce son, avec un tibre mauvais. Ça va tout le temps. Tout le temps, il fait sentir meilleur.
J'habite devant Et moi j'en ai pas J'ai pas là-bas J'ai pas ici J'habite devant J'habite devant devant et moi je n'ai pas j'habite jaloux et pas là-bas et pas ici j'habite devant j'habite devant j'habite devant et j'habite pas ça
me proud. Oh, oh, she makes me proud. She's never far away or too tired to say I love you.
Ah, Jude Taylor behind closed doors this morning, 20 minutes to 11, as we roll on. MC, voice of the Zydeco music.
I like to talk. But when they turn out the lights, she's still a lady to me.
All right.
But when we get behind closed doors, and then we let our hands down.
Madison, Wisconsin, I did not forget you.
Glad that I'm a man.
I just keep you listening for a while, waiting on
but
your songs.
No one knows what goes.
Cook that food, Judith. I see you rocking in that kitchen, dancing by yourself. Grab onto that doorknob. You don't have anybody to dance with you in the mornings like this with MC? Just grab the doorknob and do it. Women, you grab the broom, and the men grab the mop. You turn it upside down and put that mop strings on your shoulder, just like your woman dancing with her hair on your shoulders. Behind those closed doors.
But when we get behind.
Go ahead, Jude Taylor. Jude Taylor can sing that song.
Smile. Oh, don't she likes to smile.
Father Curly Taylor.
She always keeps a smile that keeps me hanging around all the time. Love to laugh. Oh, don't you like to laugh? But when they turn out the lights, I know she'll be leaving with me. But when we get
okay, let's go to the little woman, Rosie LaDette. You should have been mine. I mean, if you said that, you waited too long. Don't go away, all my blues people. I got a little Buck coming. He's on his way. Leo Thomas coming on his way. Corey Ledet on his way. Don't move. Don't go nowhere. Some singing going on out there. I see some rocking, some hands up in the air. Leo, Big Elton, Louisiana, Leo Thomas. You're rocking this morning with MC, the voice of Zydeco Music. Call it out. Oh, baby. All right, Mr. Parks. Joseph Sr., is that you out there dancing this morning? I hear you singing the song yourself. Nothing wrong with that. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. That's what it's all about. All right. Pearl say, do it, do it. Woo! If you don't feel good this morning, it ain't my fault. I guess ain't is a word. All my blues people don't go nowhere. Say good morning to my family this morning. Bobby McMeadle, Megan Melanie, and Marley. Hang on in there, Mac. Good morning, April. Say good morning to Donald and Charles this morning.
Hey, Mama.
Morning, Floyd Anderson, wherever you may be, whatever you may be doing.
Oh, Papa, I think
Bruce Tuck in Texas this morning. Good morning, Sandra. And all my uncles, my nephews, nieces, good morning to all of you. Uncle Norris, good morning to you. Andrew, bon matin. Some dancing going on this morning. This is Thanksgiving weekend. Turkey, turkey, turkey.
Oh, Mama.
No, I wasn't calling you turkey.
Yeah, Papa. That take a down in the phone.
Good morning, Alfred and Tiny. Gene, good morning to you and Big Oblin. Donald, Cal, Val and Faye. Mary Rose, Welton. Mm-hmm. Thomas from Elton, Louisiana this morning. Also, we had the students that were in this morning, and we just failed to say that this is Corey Ledet, L-E-D-E-T, that is instructing the class, this class on Mondays and Wednesdays right now from 5 to 6. And if you would like to, take this class, which is going to start again January the 16th through May the 3rd, you can actually go online at www.tommycarmo.com, or you can call 337-482-1020, 337-482-1020, and ask questions and get some more information that you can also take the class. And you can become a musician that you hear all this music that I'll be playing on Saturday morning. You could be one of those people that I'm playing your music. That can easily happen. Pillar of Hope, nonprofit organization, gearing for their 8th annual Less Fortunate Family Toys and Food Drive. Individuals and families from all walks of life needs love, hope, and support, especially this time of the year, starting October the 1st through December the 20th of 2012. Pillar of Hope is calling out businesses, social groups, nonprofit groups, and individuals to step up to the plate and help out the less fortunate families during the holiday season. You can sponsor a child or family for the holiday season, and also drop off food supplies. If you're able and interested, please call Mary Chevalier at 337-280-3735, 337-280-3735, or Meldron Broussard at 337-319-7912. All right, that is for our Pillar of Hope. Let's see. Club Happy Hour, 426 South Washington Street, always having something on the Monday. You can go check out a jam session there. We already had the thing there. All right. And the class that Corey is teaching, it's called MUS329 Beginning Button Accordion. And you can learn how to play that accordion. Get ready for the Rainbow Association Scholarship Dance, Keith Frank, live, doors open at 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. November the 21st, 2012, Opelousas Civic Center with Keith Frank, November the 21st. So get ready for that and have yourself and pass yourself a good time over there with them.